Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, February 4th. New data shows that 60% of the U.S. EV market is in the hands of Tesla. At the Bloomberg NEF Summit in San Francisco today, Colin McCurricher gave an interesting presentation about the state of electric revolution within the auto industry. He called the current stage of electrification, quote, the end of the beginning, close quote. According to the data, the Model 3 alone is responsible for about half of the U.S. EV market, but with more automakers entering the EV scene, as marked by the millions of dollars spent in advertising during the recent Super Bowl, this saturation in the market won't likely continue. However, their number one spot still has a long head start. After one of the biggest single-day jumps in months, Tesla stock jumped again in pre-market trading this morning to $900 a share as a massive short squeeze seems to be in full effect. At the time of recording, Tesla stock is currently trading at $962 per share. Tesla's stock surged late last year, and this year it is jumping faster than anyone could have predicted. Yesterday, Tesla jumped to a new height of over $700 a share, with a gain of almost 20% in a single day. And normally, Tesla only jumps by that much on the release of good news or good earnings report, and it's not clear what is driving the stock price surge at first glance. One explanation is a short squeeze, which means that the short sellers with positions on Tesla are rushing to cover their positions, creating additional demand for Tesla shares. With a valuation that is rapidly approaching that of Toyota, followers of Tesla stock are in for a wild ride. Investor Ron Barron is chairman and CEO of Barron Capital, which holds nearly 1.63 million Tesla shares. This morning, he discussed why Tesla stocks are doing so well on CNBC's Squawk Box. Barron said, quote, "This year, Tesla is going to do somewhere around $32 billion in revenues, and I guess that they're going to do $100 billion in revenues within 4 years. And I think they have potential for $1 trillion in revenue within 10 years. So basically, you're looking at the very start of what's going to happen with Tesla. This could be one of the largest companies in the whole world." Close quote. Tesla plans to launch its own ride-sharing app before achieving full autonomy, and the drivers will be covered under the automaker's own driver's insurance. Last year, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that he was going to be releasing the app, which he called the Tesla Network, ahead of achieving full autonomy. Tesla CFO Zach Kirkhorn said Tesla insurance is currently available in California, and they are looking to expand into new markets as regulations allow. Elon Musk added that the cost of insuring a car is too high, and one reason is that insurance companies don't have adequate information on the drivers, which Tesla will be able to receive in real time. Now, this could drastically reduce insurance costs for the automaker. Electrify America confirmed that they completed the installation of their first 400 EV charging stations only 20 months after starting deployment. Their rollout is about twice as fast as the Tesla Supercharger network. And the EV charging infrastructure company, which was started by Volkswagen as part of its settlement with the United States over the Dieselgate scandal, plans to deploy one of the most extensive electric car charging networks in U.S. Giovanni Palazzo, president and CEO of Electrify America, commented on the announcement, saying, quote, "We are laser-focused on providing our customers with a high-quality charging experience. Today's drivers need assurance that they will have access to fast and reliable charging services, and that's what we're working to deliver." Close quote. With 100 stations already receiving their permit and 150 others in various stages, this appears to be just the beginning for Electrify America. Speaking of chargers, the General Motors team dedicated to electric vehicle infrastructure is looking beyond the early adopter market to when mainstream buyers will be buying and charging electric vehicles. Electrek spoke last week with Rick Spina, Vice President of Autonomous and EV Commercialization, and Alex Karros, Lead Architect for EV Infrastructure. DC fast charging is woefully behind where the market needs to be right now, said Karros. He also mentioned that GM's EV infrastructure efforts are broad, encompassing home, workplace, and public charging for personal vehicles and fleets. When asked if the goal was to solve charging for people living in apartments and multifamily dwellings, Rick Spina said, "That's our current thinking." Spina and Karros believe that many new buyers of EVs might not want to put any thought into setting up a home charging system, and Karros said that GM is considering how to implement what's called a cable box strategy, in which the consumers sign up for a monthly fee to have General Motors deliver, install, and manage a home charger. While this would be a great addition to the EV ecosystem, these solutions really need to move from philosophical discussion into actual construction a lot faster than 2025. In Electrek's Green Energy Brief, MyGen, the developer of the world's largest tidal energy project, completed the longest ever run of continuous generation by a multi-megawatt tidal turbine, powering nearly 4,000 homes in 2019 with 24.7 gigawatt hours. MyGen sits off Scotland's northern coast on the ocean floor near the island of Stroma. In the United Kingdom, company cars will be going electric. Tax incentives for EVs already exist in the UK. However, starting in April, the tax rate for the first year of a company's EV ownership will decrease from a tax rate of around £871 to £1,960, down to between £0 and, well, zero. The first year's tax rate is £0. The following year, the tax rate will resume at a lower than normal rate, and still lower the third year. And lastly, Easy Solar provides cost-effective solar solutions for the power-barren residents of Sierra Leone. In Sierra Leone, 87% of people don't have access to reliable electricity, and 99% of people in rural areas don't have electricity at all. The company has brought power to more than 200,000 people in 40,000 homes that can run lighting, home systems, mobile phones, and entertainment. It has created more than 3,000 jobs and saved households more than $5 million in power costs annually. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.